Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. This week, we're focusing on flue gas analyzers, putting together the five key questions you need to ask yourself when searching for a new instrument. In a series first, joining me today are both Chris Fox and Lasse Tonnesen from Test Meter. Welcome back, both of you. Thanks for joining me. So, with so many great flue gas analyzers on the market nowadays, we do find sometimes that customers report that they can struggle a little bit to make sense of one analyzer to another or one range to another and what they really need. So we thought it'd be really helpful to do a video like this, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's right what you said. So obviously there's a lot of analyzers. Well, at Test Meter, we have five manufacturers of analyzers, all great. So, you know, as we go through it, they all have different strengths, all different benefits. We'll try to put a little bit of insight to that if we can. But so at Test Meter, we sell analyzers from Kane, from Testo, from Anton, from TPI, and from Sauerman. The tricky thing, I mean, for us as well as anybody probably, is trying to sometimes figure out all the distinct differences between different models. And then once you've actually settled on the potential model that you're after, even at that point, you could have four or five, dare I say, even maybe six different kits with different accessories, bags, printers, wireless options to try and get your head around. So, I mean, we find it difficult. So we also understand that, and you know, we work with it. So it's really trying to see if we can get some content together and make it difficult, a little bit easier for anyone looking to buy and might be watching this this video.
Yeah, absolutely. And just following on from what Lasse just said, in terms of obviously this episode is hopefully going to dispel some myths, and we can talk about the different units and the different kits available. But more often than not, on the web content on our own website, we do actually put comparison tables and explain some features, different kits available as well. So if anybody needs that visual aid, then there's also the website to fall back onto.
Brilliant. Well, as I said at the top, really, we wanted to put together sort of five key considerations for customers to simplify that process. So the first big question the customer would ask themselves then is, who are they testing for and where?
Yeah, exactly. So it might be that, you know, you're a one-man band. Your Monday to Friday is going around different domestic premises, testing smaller scale boilers for landlord inspections, for example. But it also might be that you're more of an industrial engineer who might be working in a factory on much larger appliances. And so what you might have to pay special consideration to in that respect is certain features that an analyzer might have that a domestic analyzer necessarily wouldn't. So we can talk more about that.
And I think like on the domestic side, if we sort of narrow it down with the, you know, the products that are available, it's always good to look ahead and see if there's anything that you think you might develop into. So when you're looking at analyzers, you know, do have considerations whether sensors can be added in, whether additional slot for sensors to be added in later if your application or customer base ever does change. But, you know, if I was, and a lot of our customers are testing in domestic premises, so that is, you know, that is the one that we, from a point of view of numbers, you know, see by far the most. And sort of going through the range, if we were looking at, let's say we were looking at Kane analyzers, I would say, you know, look at differences between the 258, the 358, and the 458S. Mm-hmm. All those are so within that realm of the domestic market. Yeah. Anton, probably Pro 1, Pro 2, and Pro 3.
Sure.
Testo. I mean, they just launched that new 310,
yep,
which is actually a really nifty, great little unit where there's a printer option available for that. That's good.
Yeah.
The 327 has been around for a while, but that, you know, it's tried and tested. Everyone knows it in the industry. Can you help me with the Sauerman?
Sure, yeah. So predominantly three models that Sauerman offer, but we're talking about domestic testing
in
a minute.
Yeah.
So it's the 030 and the 130.
Okay.
And how Sauerman do it is they call it the Seeker 030 and Seeker 130. Okay. We can talk more about the other models later on.
And I guess with TPI, they have the DC710, they have the DC711 with a screen option.
Yeah.
But the DC710 is quite interesting. I think it's the only analyzer without a screen, but it has a really, really well-built app that we get great feedback on that a lot of people use. So you're, for anyone carrying a phone, which is everyone,
yeah,
know, that is an option. You don't necessarily need something with a screen, and that we do get really good feedback on that. So all the manufacturers have, you know, at least two or three options that should, and anyone in the domestic market should look at, and to make it easier for them, maybe actually also sometimes then remove some of the higher options and just look at maybe the one or two or three sort of lowest cost options in those ranges. They're likely to be for the domestic market.
And again, just going back to earlier on, what we mentioned about the website, we've got some features on the flue gas analyzer page. So you can actually drill down these analyzer search results just by selecting domestic on the webpage. So it'll just bring up all the models that we talked about based on that, which is quite handy.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we've talked a little bit about domestic there. If you're working on a more commercial or industrial scale, what sort of instruments might we be looking at then?
Yeah, so it's a step up on each of the manufacturers and what in terms of what they can offer. So typically with commercial installations, you've got larger appliances, which will create larger amounts of gas. And so it's important to remember that when you're taking measurements, you know, on the flues of these appliances, you don't want to be damaging your analyzer by choosing a domestic model that might be completely overranged by the large amount of gas that you're measuring. So it's important, number one, to look at the sensors and what they can withstand. Typically, the CO sensor, a lot of the manufacturers now start at around 10,000 ppm, which is quite high. But you will notice certain features throughout the different manufacturers going upwards towards 80 to 100,000 ppm now.
Yeah, some will have like a higher ppm, CO ppm option, maybe as an additional sensor. Some come fitted as standard, as Chris mentioned, with a fairly high range CO sensor. But yeah, that's typically the main thing. Then you will have, you know, and if you're in the commercial or industrial market, you might have a requirement to measure NOx. So you might need an NO sensor in some cases, not very often, but an NO2 sensor to actually provide a true NOx measurement. But most of the analyzers, if there is an NO sensor available, will make a NOx calculation based on the presumed amount of NO2 that will be present when measured. It's NO and provide the NOx measurement on that. Others will have SO2 sensors and other types of sensors that can be fitted or retrofitted into the units if you ever needed it. But if you have an idea of what your range will be, might just, all the CO sensors don't have the same ranges. You don't need to necessarily make that a part of the buying decision, because if you are just testing domestic, then all of them will be absolutely fine. But if it is something, or you may be entering into a commercial space, then it might be worth just looking at or asking, you know, the guys here at Testmeter or the manufacturers.
Sure. I think the more you talk about commercial, and then we'll probably get onto industrial in a minute, people generally know the specific requirements that they're going to need in an analyzer and the gases that they're going to be measuring. But as a general rule of thumb is that the more you move up through the ranges, the more gas sensor slots there are in the analyzer. So when you get up to the industrial level, which we'll talk about in a minute, there are more options in terms of what gases you can measure.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you've just mentioned there a big change of the number of slots available. Mm. And the industrial sort of the point at which that becomes at its highest. Have you got any examples?
Yeah, for example, I mean, we'll start with the Salmon unit, the 230, which I'm quite familiar with. You can actually program up to 6 different gas sensors in there based on your own requirement. And that's mirrored in the other units. For example, Testo have the 340 and the 350, which is highly customizable depending on the requirement. And they're really deemed a more, I don't really like to use the word, but more application-based product, because they're not just general gas analyzers that will suit a majority of work. They really are quite specific in terms of how they're used and what type of gas they're going to be measured. For those sorts of requirements, it's always best to rely heavily on our sales staff. So if there are any specific requirements out there, we'd always welcome an email or a phone call from a customer where we can do a little bit of research and then advise accordingly.
Yeah. Oh, no, that makes sense. I mean, we've talked there a little bit about what I was sort of going to label as the second question for a customer, which is, do you have any need for specific sensors additional sensors or accessories for what you're testing? Obviously, we've talked a bit about domestic versus commercial versus industrial, but as you've highlighted, there is customization available, whether that's through the actual instrument during the construction of it and the sensors being built in, or whether it's accessories that allow additional testing. So that's another consideration, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's opening up a can of worms, really. So I'll go back into the whole thing about kits. So, I mean, it's a standard. There are variations. Your analyzer, when you buy it just in its own, will come with the probe, an example of which is here in front of us, your gas probe, likely some spare filters and things like that. It's calibration certificate. There might be a bag. The bag might be an optional accessory. So there's sort of variations there across the various models on the market. But then, you know, typically things like an IR printer for installers that are, I wouldn't say still, but that are printing a report and leaving up with the customer, might be an optional accessory, might be within a kit. There will be, manometers and differential pressure meters for let-by and differential pressure testing. There may be a gas sniffer or a gas detector of some form that's either a plug-in part of the unit. I know Anton do that. I think a few others do as well, which a lot of installers really like. And sometimes it's just like a standalone unit. What else? There's, there's kits now that are more application focused, maybe going into the more sort of renewable market for ground source heat pumps, I know Testo have recently launched launched a kit with adapters that will communicate potentially via the app or the analyzer that will act as a digital manifold and temperature clamps and things like that. So yeah, there's a lot of different accessories. Again, I remember that we have some filters on our website. So if there's anything specifically you are after, for instance, a printer or a pressure meter, then you can select those and it'll narrow down the selection of those kits that are available.
Just while we're talking about that as well, and I know that we'll talk more about servicing an analyzer later on, but very often, if you're looking at an analyzer, it's best, in my experience, to choose an analyzer that has built-in functions, like Lasse alluded to, which was the let-by test. So certain analyzers have built-in manometers. Certain analyzers have built-in gas sniffers as well that you can plug in, like you said about the Anton range. If you can choose one device that has all of these additional extras that plug into them, you will save money when it comes to servicing the instrument, because you're having to pay one servicing cost rather than three or four different servicing costs. And it's obvious within the gas industry, it's everything needs to be calibrated and annually as well and recorded. So it might be something to consider when you're purchasing an analyzer, is to perhaps have that functionality included in it as standard. It might cost you a few extra pounds to start with, but it will save you that money annually, probably in the first year. But certainly something to think about while we're covering accessories.
No, that's a great point. We've covered the actual, we used the word loosely, application, in terms of some of the specialist areas you might want to consider. Another area that you might want to consider is the user interface or app compatibility of the instruments. Obviously, some nowadays can be controlled manually, but others can be controlled via an app remotely, can't they?
Yeah, a good point and an important point. So we're probably still at a time where a lot of, some installers will just feel more comfortable having an analyzer that will send its results to an IR printer that will print a document or report to leave behind, and sort of job done. More and more analyzers are entering into the sphere of being compatible with an app. As I mentioned earlier, the TPI DC710 and the DCI 711 view option. Both the DC711s are compatible with the TPI app. I know Kane has his own app, both for iOS and Android, and recently, I think all their models are now compatible with being able to link to that app for reporting purposes. Within the Anton range, you've got the Pro 3 and upwards. So not the Pro 1 or the Pro 2. And I like that about the Anton range because it's so easy. You've got Pro 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the Pro 3 and upwards are all app compatible. I think with Testo, obviously, they have a general app that works for all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they have a myriad of different testing tools, which link through their app, which is quite useful going away from gas measurement, but that's for another day. But yes, they do. Yeah.
I mean, and an interesting instrument they do, and they've got both a version for sort of certainly, you know, people who buy a high-end analyzer for the domestic space, and also the Testo version of that for people who are doing sort of, you know, commercial testing as well. It's a 300. It's here in front of us, which has got a built-in touchscreen, built-in, I believe, Android-driven device. So all your reporting and customer details and a lot of that management of the results or even that part of your business is actually done within the analyzer itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a quite popular unit. There's a version of that as well called the Testo 300 LL with a higher NO sensor and with NO options is available as well.
I think we're at that time now where there are a lot of younger heating engineers that are coming through who have used smartphones for the majority of their lives. And with that comes the choice of using something like the DC710 purely through a smart device, and they're going to be very comfortable in doing that. But there are still a lot of engineers on the market. They're still familiar with using rotary test dials, recording paper certificates for the customers. And so it's great touching on the Anton range, how you can have an analyzer that basically, or a range that caters for both.
Yeah, I mean, just very quickly from a top level point of view, I suppose it's worth pointing out when we're talking about the apps, there's a whole load of benefits to these apps. So obviously we've talked about just there using the app to control the instrument remotely. We touched on briefly the fact that there's a myriad of accessories or sometimes completely separate instrumentation that can all link together through the apps. And then, of course, there's the reporting side of things, isn't there? Now, I'm not going to press you both on the individual functionality of each app right now, but that information is out there. It is on the website. We do have a lot of information covering the functionality of the different apps, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, you can visit the website. You can see video demos on YouTube of the various apps in use. But again, just, you know, get on the phone to us, talk to us about it. It might be that one of the sales reps from these various manufacturers are actually able to come on site and demonstrate the actual equipment and the app in use, which might be really helpful.
Mm. Absolutely, and I think another one thing worth mentioning as well. You mentioned a myriad of test tools to link up with the analyzer. So I know specifically both with Kane and with Anton, they have got a range of different ANCPI, different smart probes, wireless probes that will measure everything from temperature to both infrared and with contact. It'll measure differential pressure. It'll measure airflow. Act as a digital manifold, and probably others I'm forgetting now, that will link up to either the app and combine that, put that all into the report alongside the flue gas analyzer, or in the example of Kane, using the Kane Link technology, it will transfer all these measurements into the actual analyzer itself. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few options there, and as technologies and ways of heating our homes is evolving, is sort of quite smart that some of these manufacturers are now starting to look at solutions that will really support the analyzer in other ways of just the analyzer itself.
So the next area is a pretty obvious one, and it's probably where a lot of customers begin their journey, which is their budget. So how much have they got to spend?
Well, it's going to be a little bit led by, you know, some of the other points that we've already covered. If you are in the commercial space, then you should probably expect to spend a little bit more, or to quantify that. And obviously numbers are changing all the time, but maybe 800, maybe 1,000 pounds plus, all depending on ranges. But flue gas analyzers in general, and it's changing all the time, of course, but maybe around sort of 300, 350 mm-hmm. plus VAT at the moment, we'll get a, you know, a basic analyzer that's set up for the domestic side of things.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there are more and more options coming available as well. Obviously, Testo have launched 310, relaunched it, should I say, as a stable workhorse for the, you know, the entry level of the market. You've got the Salmon 030, the Kane 258 and the 358. And we're talking about TPI, we've got the DC 710. And then on the Anton side of things, we've got the Pro 1, Pro 2, and then we discussed the Pro 3 for domestic installing earlier on as well. But all those kind of sit within that entry level price of the market, depending on what features, you know, you're selecting in terms of additional sensors, kits, and things like that. Yeah.
But I mean, I think equally as important as that, because we're talking about, let's say, a 350 pound investment, equal thought and throughout the whole range, but really also has to be given to the cost of ownership ongoing, and you know, how's that going to work? And as Chris said, there's a few considerations there that are probably worth having at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was actually going to be the sort of the next point. The fifth point would be the total cost of ownership and how within flue gas analyzers specifically versus maybe some other areas of test and measurement, there is a requirement for annual calibration, and there are ongoing costs that are worth considering.
Sure. I mean, for some customers, that's the primary question even before budget. Like, how much is this analyzer going to cost me throughout the time of its life? The different manufacturers have different servicing intervals. It goes without saying that each one needs to be serviced every year, but special consideration needs to be paying whether a sensor needs changing on a second or a third year service, or even on a fifth year service. So with there being obviously the various manufacturers we've talked about, various different analyzers available from each manufacturer as well, we actually took the time out to compile almost like a one-stop guide, which you can access on our website. And this basically gives the cost of ownership for each of the models available on the market at the time of recording, so that you can have this information and all the answers at hand. So there's going to be no nasty surprises in 3 years' time, for example, when there's a sensor that needs replacing that might cost you £200-£300.
Yeah,
no, I think it's a great point that we've sort of taken the time to put that on the website, and that we are going to continue to maintain it so that the pricing and that information is as accurate as we can make it.
That's the idea.
Well, I mean, I think that covers the five key points, really. So just to summarize, really, we're talking what you're testing and where. We're talking additional accessories and sensors, either that you want at point of purchase or that you might be looking at in future, because that's a consideration. We've got the user interface and the app connectivity, allowing you to use additional instrumentation or document things, report on things, or control remotely. We're talking the budget at time of purchase, and we're talking about the ongoing costs over the life of the instrument. And obviously, as part of that, potentially there's things like logistics. But again, all of that's detailed within that document on the website.
Sure. I think it's also important to know, while we're talking about cost of ownership and annual servicing, we're actually an authorized service center for a lot of the manufacturers that we've talked about today. It's nice to be able to obviously supply engineers out there with flue gas analyzers, but it's also really good to be able to support them throughout the life of their instrument as well. So we're able to offer annual servicing for your analyzer, and we just welcome anybody to get in contact if they already have an analyzer that might need servicing, or perhaps, you know, you want us to be with you throughout the life of your analyzer. We'd be happy to look after you.
I think the only thing I would also sort of add to what we've already mentioned, we do get customers with concern to say, well, if I choose an Anton over a TPI or a Kane over a Testo, is the choice right or wrong? If you're doing your homework and you're setting your budget, you're looking at the features, you're looking at practicalities and costs of the ongoing ownership, as Chris mentioned, there isn't really going to be a choice that's going to be sort of terribly wrong. They're all quality instruments in general.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, in terms of features, just to say again, obviously, we've got the sales team who are more than happy to help guide a customer if they do want that assistance, or to use the filters on the website to really narrow things down for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had so many years experience now talking to heating engineers who are coming into the market that need a new instrument, replacing older instruments. So we're very familiar with the questions that are being asked. Hence, obviously, we wanted to kind of put that into the episode today. But yeah, we have a team of sales guys who are very happy to help out. They're all technically minded as well, so they're going to be able to understand what you're talking about. But more importantly as well, we really invest heavily into carrying these instruments in stock. So what that predominantly means for a customer is they're wanting to purchase today, for example, providing they do so by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We can very much get, you know, an analyzer out before noon the next day. So we're always happy to support any requirements there.
Thank you both for joining me today. That's been really helpful.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information on flue gas analyzers, please visit the website or get in touch, and we'd be more than happy to help. Thanks for tuning in again today, and I hope you'll join us soon.